With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Bolaños. Being evacuated from your home can be stressful enough, but a medical condition can make it even more complicated. FM 89's Carrie Klein has the story of one man who's concerned about the Creek Fire disrupting his medical care.
When the evacuation order came down on Wednesday, Robert Alessandro was in Clovis for dialysis treatment. The 62-year-old with renal disease lives in Toll House, alone, and he wasn't allowed back home to get anything.
I tried yesterday to get back to my house just to get medicine, and that's not happening. They won't let you through no matter what.
He normally takes medical transportation to his appointments, but he happened to have his landlord's car, which he slept in that night. The next day, he says volunteers with the Red Cross told him the nearest available hotel room was in Visalia, but he needs dialysis regularly, and he wasn't sure his ride service would drive that far south, so he turned down the offer.
I just got to make do and find a place so they can pick me up on a every other day basis, so that's what I'm doing now.
He did eventually find a hotel in Clovis, at least for the weekend. A Red Cross representative says evacuees may have to travel out of county for hotel rooms, but that volunteers won't turn anyone away. She says the organization can also connect people with prescriptions and other medical needs they may have. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.